Packing a safe school lunch for your child. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. You know, in some areas, kids will be going to school at least part of the week. Here are some tips for packing a safe school lunch for them. Gary Crawford reports.
What a strange start to the school year. Normally, by this time, school cafeterias would be sounding like this. But this year, who knows? Some schools are opening with students coming to class as usual, others going to school a few days a week, home learning the rest of the time, others totally at home, at least for the first part of the year. But if your kids are actually going to class, you may need to be packing their lunch for them to take, and so
we're really just trying to recommend food that'll be safe no matter how kids are going to be having lunch this year.
That's Crystal Oconta, food safety expert with the Agriculture Department's Meat and Poultry Hotline, the number of which will serve you in a minute. But what to serve young students during the school day? That is the question. And of course, the answer, first and foremost, is to pack
things that will stay safe, things that won't go bad during the school day,
or that we can keep from going bad. But these days, with insulated lunch boxes and bags, cold gel packs, almost anything can go into that lunch. And yes, Crystal says unless you are packing peanut butter, jelly, and chips, something like that, you don't want to use the old-fashioned brown paper bag anymore.
Especially knowing that lunches can be sitting out for so long, it's really important to pack them in an insulated lunch bag so that your food will stay cold, so that your student doesn't have to worry about whether their food will stay safe or not.
Here's something else to consider packing with that food.
Hand sanitizing wipes or even a bottle of hand sanitizer, anything to make sure that your student knows to wash their hands and keep them clean before they sit down to eat.
And after they eat as well. If you have questions about this or any food safety type question, call the experts at the Meat and Poultry Hotline. And here's the number, 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. 1-888-MP-HOTLINE. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.